This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh! Hi! What the fuck are you doing here? Is this you? Yeah? Ugh, whatever. This is Dragger, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast available to you on the internet. So happy to have you, because we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it, because we're bringing back the Canada's Drag Race chit chat. Okay. Very gagged. If you enjoy this content, which, you know, hello, we're doing this a lot. No, not 2 PST, diaper butt. 12 PST right now. We're chit-chatting Canada's Drag Race. If you like this content, you have to throw us coins. Me at my name, Mono Agapian on the Venmo or PayPal, and Oscar at Ozimo. That's the only place you can get, that's the only place where you can give us the love, if you like this content. Because guess what? There's too much Drag Race. We need the yum yums to continue our drag coverage, because my God, are we enjoying the inundation of drag? Is it fun? Why are they on the same night? I hate that. We'll talk about all this and more and the first two episodes, but before I can do that, I need to bring in the Judy. You know her, the lady that's too shady, the one and only Oscar.
They're on the same night?
Dude, they come out on Thursdays. They both come out on Thursdays.
Okay, that's sinister, I think.
Isn't that stupid? Is it
that's
malignant?
Sinister.
It's malignant. It's dumb.
Can that be just the tag of Drag Her from now on?
I think the real tag is, can Mono keep his fucking, like,
girl, okay, what is your setup? I want to know what you're saying.
Because
I did a live at your house the other day, and I was like, how is this bitch doing anything in this workspace?
But I mean, do you have like a phone holder thing? Do you use a phone holder?
It's not jiggling, it's not jangling, it's steady.
Well,
girl,
not all of us have HBO money, okay?
Girl, shut up. HBO Max, don't get it twisted, okay?
Well, whatever, we're here. Look, I want the corded connection for slightly better audio. That's why I can't just put in my AirPods. And it's just, I guess I need a proper phone stand.
So everybody on the chat, please. Mono does not have any money. I've been to his house.
None.
He's poor. If you could Venmo him, send him some coins his way. Venmo, what's your Venmo, bitch?
It's at my name, Mono Agapian.
Okay, please. Please, just give him enough money so he can buy an iPhone stand. Bitch, take a picture of it. Like,
that would be nice.
Really, just sponsor.
That would be nice.
Poor little gay boy.
Just that part.
$1 a day.
And you know what? I'll say the same for Oscar. The shit he wears, he likes to call it vintage, but it is really just a damn
Snoopy
rag.
What? Snoopy,
oh, God.
What?
Oh,
what
my
you
God.
Mean, girl?
Just
what
like
you
the
mean?
Red Baron. You
what
are you flying high. And
she's
you
problematic
are not,
today. Oh, she's
you
problematic. She's choosing violence today.
You aren't grounded.
She's being what? Malignant. That's what you're being today.
Send her some fucking coins. She needs them. Okay? She needs them. And you can send them where?
Ozimo. O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. Send some coins my way, please.
Send some of them. Please.
Send them to me, please.
Send them. We're talking Canada. We got to get right in. The first thing we got to talk about, Canada's second season, mass exodus of judges, which we hate to see.
I mean, we know what the tea there is because we all read the Jeffrey Boyer Chapman post and stunts were pulled.
The whole time. He's on some old Drag Her episodes. He is amazing. He is so sweet.
We have had the pleasure to work with him in the past, and he is nothing but nice, nothing but sweet. One of the what the fuck are you?
I'm eating a banana. Can I eat a fucking banana? Is that okay with you?
Not on camera, girl. Ugh.
Why? This is for the feeders. If you're a feeder.
So that's how you get your money. Okay, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you get the feeders. I get the drinkers, honey.
Ooh, is it hot? Is the drink hot?
Scalding, honey.
So JBC, I said the whole time, one of the nicest people I've met, period.
And absolutely.
Thankfully, his expose, he let everyone know that, there was bullshit, there was production, there was nonsense. And it's kind of strange just to come into this pretending that didn't happen.
And they literally were just like, no, we're not going to discuss this. And instead of Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, we had Brad Goreski. What's his name?
Goreski?
Sure.
Sure, whatever.
Which is, who's famous for being Rachel Zoe's
not Zoe's.
That's how you write it. How you write it.
Okay. And then we have Tracy Melchior, who was here a little bit last season. And then
is she Blessed Be the Fruit Girl?
No clue. She's from Handmaid's Tale. Is that what you're saying?
That's it. Yeah. Blessed Be the Fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then another lovely lady who's nice. Okay. Let's move right on. Should we chirp and burp these entrances?
Sure.
These entrances.
The one thing that I'm going to say right at the top, someone mentioned this in the Rachel Zoe
chit-chat.
In the chit chats earlier today, that it is our time. This is our time. We got a Greek in the competition.
And a Colombian.
In the competition. And I got to say,
who's doing better? And who's doing better?
Bitch, shut up. We'll get to it. But I got to say, the amount of immigrant to me, the wig was a little off for me.
Yeah, it's like half vampire, half House of Edwards, and I'm very confused. So, I'll burp it. She can't walk.
Oh, shit, bitch. I'm chirping this because it looks nice at the very least. And, you know, there's something about Adriana that I do like. She could go either way for me. She could either be really great she could be the next one to go home or make it pretty far in the competition. I'm not sure just yet.
Well, next we have Beth walking in. She's giving me almost a Sailor Moon-ish look to me. It's like a white overcoat, purple panty, or urine yellow wig. Mm-hmm. I like this.
Your favorite color.
So. and yet you won't piss on me. And yet you refuse to piss on me. You know what I want. You don't want me happy.
You keep being like, let me see my favorite color. Come on, you don't love me. Show me.
This is a chirp. It's cute. I mean,
chirp. Beth, I don't know. It's a burp for me. I don't know.
I like the chains. It's okay. It's a chirp.
Beth just gives me like trying to be Boa. You know.
Stop. I mean, I get that. I mean, honestly, but that's evil. You're evil.
That's not evil. I'm sorry. That's not evil.
I get what you're saying. I see that. Beth does remind me of someone I've had at a sleepover party, who like gets scared of lightning and hides in the closet.
Okay. Sleepover, not an adult sleepover party. Cause bitch, that's something else entirely. Like
not
actual
the after
child.
Party.
Okay.
No. Okay. I'm talking about like a sleepover and they're like, you want to play Smash Brothers? They're like, I can't, I'm scared of lightning. So I'm hiding in the closet. <They're> like,
I thought we weren't going to talk about that, Mom. No. Okay.
Okay. Well, whatever. Next, we have the amazing, the gorgeous Isis Couture coming in like a plaid tartine yellow moment.
Love it.
So weird.
Love it. So weird. Already like a different sort of drag. I have yet to find out what Isis's deal is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I stan her. I love her. I think she's a front runner in the competition, but she's missing like one thing. And I'm not sure what that one thing is. But for this look, I'm going to chirp it.
I'm going to chippity chirp it. Gotta. Mm-hmm. I can't not. It's cute. I agree with everything you said of like, what's next? What's coming? Who are
you? Right. There's like just one missing ingredient, but she'll get it together.
She'll get it. And next we have one of my favorites, Ocean Aqua Black.
Oh my God, girl.
I love this girl. She's wild. She's crazy.
She's what the show needed. Yeah, she's great.
She's personality. She's hilarity. Her talking heads are perfect.
Yes.
She cannot walk in heels.
No, no. Well, she can't walk in the only heel she brought to the competition, apparently. Girl, it's the same shoe she wore every fucking day.
Damn.
Where's the motherfucking lie, bitch? Those black, sparkly, cute shoes with the pink? Girl, miss. Miss me with that shit. Sorry, girl. I mean, it's cute.
Gal.
Her entrance look was cute, but not a black heel. Not that black heel with that pink outfit. Mm-mm.
Yeah. No. But
no.
I guess I'll burp. It's not a good look.
It's a burp, but like I love her.
She's perfect.
She's great TV. She's perfect.
She's perfect. I wanted more of her. Next, we have Miss Jollibee walking in the room.
Oh, the gaggery of it
the
all.
The gall. Miss Stephanie Prince.
My God. Oh, truly.
I love her. You don't come in dressing like the Jollibee.
Exactly.
And she has a lot of nerve being gorgeous in every gender expression.
Absolutely. And giving me that Filipino accent, the realness of it all. She's absolutely my favorite character in.
She's the Trinity in this trade.
You think she's Trey?
She's the trade of the season for me.
Okay.
I mean, I'll fuck a couple of these people. I'm not going to lie to you and say I wouldn't fuck Geometric. Geometric is gorgeous. Kendall Gender, who's about to walk in the room, very gorgeous.
That to me is the trade of the season.
Love. Live for that. Mm-hmm. She's giving me gay Drake. Out of drag. So Kendall... She comes in the room in this like brown satin pearl number. What do you think?
Yes. It's cute. It's cute. I am charmed by Kendall. The name, I was a little like, girl, I'm getting flashbacks of Calorie Kardashian Williams, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Another pun name that is sort of like, eek, are we really doing this? But
yeah,
she's a strong queen. She's really good. I really want her to be in the final.
Big girls coming through. Watch out, girl, or we'll eat you. You didn't live?
No, I wasn't living for carbs are your friends. You know, I wasn't really living for that. But, you know, like I said, Kendall is trade. She also could be our cousin, you know, so.
Oh, I'll take that. I didn't even, you know, consider that work.
Very that.
She's very,
very
that. Naomi Smalls meets Drake. Maybe that's what it is. She's hot. Mm. Next, we have the Mrs. Clearly part of this like hot Relaska talks, the Canadian
Relaxa
Brat Pack. Mm-hmm. Their Brat Pack. We have rounding out the bunch, Cynthia Kiss.
Yes. She walked in with winner energy, in my opinion.
She really did.
And like the look really wasn't that impressive. I wasn't girl, more shit? My God. Keeping the clients happy, I see. Okay. Cute. To me, there's something about her that I was like, yeah, she feels like a contender.
Wow. Yeah.
She feels like a
contender.
She
proves it in the second episode for sure, where you're
oh my God, girl, gag.
What the fuck can you do
with
your mouth? So
is she the best singer that Drag Race has ever had? I think so.
Absolutely.
I can honestly
say Adore.
Better, like leagues better than Adore and Courtney.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Adore. Yeah, Courtney.
It's a mukbang.
Courtney might know how to do sexy, but I don't know if she knows how to sing as well as this girl.
No, she's got them all beat. Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. The judges come in. We have to hurry up because the judges come in. Mini challenge, jumping into a bunch of foam blocks. Very season six.
Yes.
And most people do the same damn jump, the same like lame little my knees are up, please don't hurt me jump.
Right. And we get some maybe fabricated storyline from Eve 6000, you know, being like, oh, I can't get out of here. Help.
Yes. But Ocean.
Ocean like actually busted her ass and was a better sport about it than Eve 6000. You know?
Yeah, she Victoria scones her damn body, gets injured real quick.
Just like an eye roll from me after like another. You know, the knees, if you do drag long enough, it will fuck up your knees. Talk to any drag queen working. There are like, my knees are literally deteriorating. And for as someone who had a serious knee injury, it will fuck you up. So if you're ever doing drag or literally doing anything at all.
You can't duck walk and keep the integrity of your body alive.
Mm-mm, no. Uh-uh. It'll change you. It'll change you.
It'll change
you. You're playing a dangerous game when you do drag, especially with your knees.
Is probably what happened to Brooklyn Heights' face. She duck walked one too many times, and the collagen went right away from her knees and right to her cheeks.
Girl, it was a horror movie. Watching Brooklyn out of drag is literally scary.
I hate to say this, but I love spooked. To say it. So I'm going to say it. She's so cute as a boy. It made me sad to be like, no.
Well, you know, it's the question of like, I mean, I talked about this for a little bit. It's like when they go through such a drastic transformation, because here's the thing. Brooklyn Heights looks stunning in drag. Taniana,
stunning, and she looks even better this season, clearly, like,
I mean, 10 across the board for every Brooklyn Heights look we've seen so far. Mm-hmm. However, when she takes off the makeup, it is very much like, oh, that's not a real face.
It's not a real face. No,
it's not a real face.
She makes Chad Michaels, you know, look, you know, like fucking Justin Bieber, because these new cheeks are making me scream baby, 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 and not in a good way.
And listen, like, I have nothing against plastic surgery or like getting your face done, but I think it's an interesting thing.
Clearly.
Clearly. Just got, you know.
The beauty.
Just this done.
Is here.
The beauty just left. It is a weird question of like, well, when you become a drag queen and you decide to alter your face to make your drag, to heighten your drag game, what is that saying to your real life self? Do you know what I mean?
That's interesting.
If I am altering my face to make my drag character like level up, what does it mean for me as Oscar the person? Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's why drag can be so many things for so many people. For some queens who maybe do identify as trans, I imagine it's easier to have those. I don't know. I could be wrong. But like, yes. Do you want your identity separate? Do you want your identity
I personally do,
but that's just me.
Right. And I would love to know anybody in the chat, like, please let us know your thoughts about this because I'm genuinely curious. Because it is like, for example, Brooklyn Heights is going to be Brooklyn Heights in and out of drag, you know?
Yeah. It's tricky. For me, I like having those identities separate. But some people do it, you know, truly just for their career. Some people are like, I am so good at this, you know, and a lot of people who have altered their faces have already dedicated their lives to drag, whether it's pageants, whatever. So it doesn't seem as wild to them, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we quickly chirp and burp the first runway so we can get to the second episode?
Okay, yes.
Look, they're making looks, lost and fierce, nuff said.
Yeah, I was a little like, okay. This is an unconventional design challenge, but it seemed sort of meh. Like the premise is like, you get clothes from the coat rack, and then you have to make that with the fabric lined wall to make a cute look. I was a little like, oh, okay, this is whatever.
From the workroom segment, the only thing that really stuck with me, I mean, obviously people are struggling, blah, blah, blah. Beth is worried. Eve is overconfident, if I'm remembering correctly. Kimora Amora says, I go for one of my favorite things in the world, napkins. What? Excuse me?
She's a queen that can appreciate a good napkin, though.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so what on the runway first, we have Pythia coming out.
Okay, I got to say, it is Pythia, and the amount of people that keep calling her Pythia is annoying to me. Like, I just wish Pythia
it
could
happens.
Just be like, but I just wish she had a moment where it's like, I just want to say what my name is, because that's got to be so grating.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Thank you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems, and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you.
¿Le está gustando mi podcast?
Huh? That means, are you liking my podcast? See, I'm learning thanks to Babbel. Babbel is my favorite app for learning languages. It makes it easy. It makes it a game. It makes it truly a video game for my silly little brain. And if you are like the 1 in 5 Americans who are trying to learn a language before they kick the bucket, you can do that this summer. It's not too late. I know what you're saying. You're saying, girl, it's September. No, it's still summer in our hearts. So come on, why not let this beautiful, easy, fun app make it easy for you to learn more? Whether you're trying to get your tutor on, you're just messing around, or you're trying to impress someone you have a crush on, Babbel makes it easy with notifications. You can be speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I love Babbel. It made it so easy. In fact, the speech recognition technology made it easy for me to improve my pronunciation and my accent, which I needed because y'all have heard me talk on the podcast. She's a little crunchy. They make it easy. I mean, and that is something you can't just get from a conventional book. You can't get that from a language book. No. This technology takes it to the next level. And with over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel is a real tool that helps making learning languages convenient.
If only I could learn English.
Here's a special limited deal for only our listeners. Go get started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for our listeners, though, at babbel.com/dragher. Get 55% off at babbel.com/dragher, spelled BABBEL.com/dragher. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know the struggle.
It's annoying.
It's like, my last name is Agapion, but I'm not going to make people do that.
Yeah, like, and I do it out of spite.
You call me Mono Agaption just to make me so mad.
I call you Mandy Agaption. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't, you know, it's the struggle's real.
Ooh,
I
love Dr. Mirko. Sorry, Dr. Mirko was saying a Theresa May fact.
Yes, the Theresa May moment.
It's Theresa May, yes.
Yes.
Thank you for the fun fact.
Fun
Dr. Mirko.
Fun fact. So this neon sort of Romy Michelle cow touches moment, is this a chirp or a burp?
This is, I'm going to say it, my favorite look on the runway.
Oh, really? Okay,
because
I'm a chirp it.
It looks sort of basic. You know, it's a lime green. Mm-hmm. The hair's a little weird. But her description of like early 2000s, like premiere mm-hmm. party, it resonates. The cow print, if you look closely at the look, it is so cohesive. The nails are cow print. Like there's details here and there that make this look come together. And don't tell me this isn't a Jawbreaker inspired look. Like this is so refined. And it was so understated. Pythia is a strong, I loved her from Job. I was like, this is a strong queen who knows fashion.
Wow. You said, as long as we don't invoke she who shall not be named, this is a jawbreaker look for you.
Whoops. Yeah. Let's keep her name out of this conversation, please.
Right. Mm-hmm. We don't.
But it is that. But it is
dark spirits.
It is jawbreaker.
It's a chirp.
It's Josie and the Pussycats. It's a caw-caw for me.
Yeah, I'll chirp it. I'm going to chirp it. I liked it a lot.
Very smart. Very smart queen.
Kendall Jenner giving black cone bra, kind of feathery moment.
Like Catwoman-y sort of vibe.
It's a chirp.
Yeah, it's a chirp. Very safe. Very
safe.
Yeah.
It's cute. Whatever. Yeah. Adriana. You said very Colombian color.
I mean, if there isn't a more immigrant look than Adriana's look, I mean, girl, this is so Colombian, the house down. All of my aunts look exactly like Adriana.
It's a splash of Euro girl, too. Yes,
it is that. But it is like sort of like this tacky immigrant aesthetic that I sort of love.
It is.
It's given me very like Colombian immigrant living in Miami Beach. Like
very that. It's giving me the Romanian pop star Ina, who is very, very hot trash. And I mean hot. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Absolutely. No diss, but it is tacky immigrant bullshit, and I'm here for it. This is a chirp. I love it.
Tacky immigrant bullshit. I'm going to burp it.
What? Burp it?
It's stupid.
Girl.
It's stupid.
She's a hater.
Ocean
I get the
Aqua Black.
That's why. Girl.
Leaning into her injury.
What you think? What you think
with
about
the
this
solo cup-ish moment.
Mm-hmm.
She's holding the shoe again.
The shoe that doesn't match the
I actually
the
will
outfit.
Chirp this. I will chirp this.
What in the fucking hell?
Because she made it work. She's funny. She's charismatic.
She really made it work.
And this is a lot better than Victoria Scone's tennis shoe on the runway.
Oh, absolutely. That was a miss for sure. Yes.
So, it's
you're right.
A chirp
she
for
did.
Me.
She made it work. I would just love to see her in a different heel. That's literally my only complaint.
Yeah.
But she sold it. She's a weirdo. She's a wackadoo. We love. We love. We stan.
Okay.
Chirp.
Beth giving you Evanescence went to the ballroom moment.
Yeah, in a wind machine. Yes, absolutely.
That part. She said, bring me to life. it's a burp for me. I didn't like it.
You know, it's not a burp necessarily. Actually, it's a chirp. The corsetry is really well done.
That
the top
cool.
half was good. The bottom half conceptually worked. It's just not enough fabric. She needed to add more tulle in the bottom to make that like mermaid train like actually work. The
Maybe
hair
the
was
presentation.
A miss. To me, the hair was a miss. And she was not selling the look at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Beth, but she just was really out of her league. She just let the game affect her in not a great way.
Yep. Next, Suki Doll in this aquamarine bed sheet.
1920s
yes,
vibe. Yes.
Almost anime Wong reference. and it's also, it's a little homage to Honey Mahogany as she trips on her caftan on the runway. I did like this look.
Wow. You're, oh God.
What?
You're keeping me on my toes, bitch.
What?
You're keeping me on my toes because you are a flip-flopper, honey, like a dead fish. Flip-flopping around.
Bitch. You thought I was Gyarados, but I'm what?
Magikarp. As you take another bite for the, for the customers.
I like it.
Yeah, as someone who is like a bit of a teacher's pet in school, I very much felt like raising my hand at Brooklyn and be like, she didn't use enough materials from the challenge, actually, you know? Mm-hmm. So like,
that's
for
the girl
me,
you are.
It's aesthetically very nice. She couldn't walk in it. And that alone is like, she can't control her superpowers. I'm sorry.
Interesting.
She shouldn't have been in the top. For that reason and that reason alone. It's a stunning look.
Work.
And the fact that she tripped so many times.
So much.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, wait, Eve 6000 being sad whore in a bathing suit. Sort of like funeral slut.
This was sad. This was burp. Sad and bad. Burp.
She should have
moving
been in the
on.
Bottom. If
moving
if,
on.
If the bottom is just the bottom.
Moving the fuck on.
You said, hold my calls. Stephanie Prince giving us a little bit of a menage moment with
obsessed.
These. Obsessed.
This is a chart. Obsessed. The way she sells it on the runway, stunned. I was thoroughly gagged.
This construction
is complex. It's beautiful. It required so much work. Laborious. Stunning.
Right.
The only thing I would give a criticism to is the wig is looking a little shake and go set, you know, shake and plop. But other than that,
it's a chirp. It's gorgeous. It's like made of unconventional material.
She's so
it's
special.
Layered.
She's so special.
She's very
Stephanie
special.
Prince is so special.
Very
I'm so
special.
Excited to see what she's going to give us next.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. And finally, I don't know. Geometric giving sort of
next.
Half pant.
Next.
I thought you liked this when you saw this.
I liked it for a hot second because it reminded me of a Moomin Shant sort of like hair dancer vibe.
Ooh,
like,
I don't
it gave me that.
Know.
But then I was like,
okay, esoteric.
Challenge, girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This gave me really like living theater from the 60s. But this was not the homework assignment. This was more suited for the circus challenge.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. She's just relying on her stunning body, which is what stunning. But it is a burp. Her body's so cute. Gorgeous, it tricked me. I was like, is this good?
Yeah.
No, she's just has an incredible body.
Honestly, exhibit A of why Geometric is Gigi Goode's reincarnated.
So, wow.
Tell me this isn't a Gigi Goode.
You trying to make Gigi pass away. Bury that. You said she passed away.
Gigi committed a crime, went up to Canada for witness protection program, and became Geometric. That is what is happening.
Anyways, Isis Couture. This is a chirp. We get it. It's a chirp. It's great. It's beautiful.
And that's on period. And we need to move on because there is no notes. No notes for me.
Rich. Tickets are fringe. She made the beret do what? Work for her.
Absolutely. Everything.
Surprising.
Tip to toe. The moment she really took off her glasses, I really gagged. I really gasped. I was like, oh, it was a moment. It really was a moment. And it is such a dumb moment. But the bitch knows how to fucking model.
Would you like to say anything about Kimora Amor's Delfino Plaza?
Absolutely not. The walking pinata. And that's enough.
That is enough.
I was fully expecting her to be in the bottom. The fact that she was safe was a what? Crime, atrocity.
It was goofy. Cynthia Kiss giving this gold disco pantsuit. It's cute. It's a chirp. Uh-oh. It's a chirp.
Careful, bitch. It's just fine.
Yeah.
It's just fine.
Damn.
Did she use anything from the coat check?
That is a good question.
Did she use literally a single thing? Or was
That's
it
a
like
good
a
question.
Fabric? Yeah. Yeah,
That's
I'm gonna
a
say
good
no.
Question.
I'm gonna say absolutely not.
No. Well, some silliness goes on. We get our winner, of course, Isis Couture, and then our bottom
Deserved.
Two, Geometric and Eve 6000, as Beth boohoo's about being safe for too long.
No, switch them, girl. Beth was in the bottom. Eve 6000 was the one who boohoo'd.
That's what I said.
You did not.
Roll back
you
the tape.
You did not. Roll back the tape, and you said quite the opposite.
Roll back the tape.
There are people on the chat that heard your mistake.
I hope they heard what they heard. So they have to... I probably was wrong. So they do a lip sync to Maneater. Fun song.
Great song. About time, too, to make that... Because that Nell Furtado bop works, you know?
Right? It works.
But this lip sync was sad.
It wasn't great. No. Now, Geometric did win, but...
Barely, bitch. I mean, Beth did literally nothing.
Yeah.
When Kimora Amor was like, she was hitting the... I was like, girl, wow, you must be impressed by literally the bare minimum. Because that girl was like literally playfully... Playfully just like sort of slapping the ground. It was like, I was waiting for a double elimination, to be honest.
Really? Just like,
fully,
gotta go.
Fully expecting
they
it.
They don't get rid of trade, Oscar. You know this.
I know.
They don't get rid of trade.
I just wish for once they did, though. I just wish.
Trade is the cats of Drag Race. You get 9 lives, baby.
Absolutely.
We gotta keep you around. Because your life is not good enough. It's not good enough as it is being a popular drag queen and a hot guy. You need more opportunities.
It's so bad.
We got to get into this next episode. TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Goodbye, gal. Goodbye, Beth. And here we go. Click, clack. We're doing a little musical challenge called Under the Big Top.
Danger Light work. Kimora loves napkins and Beth was taking a nap, hence the living.
That's it. So they do a little bit of singing preparing for these roles, you know, because they have to sing la.
I was shook. If that was me, girl, you know I can't sing for shit. I would be quaking in my shoes, girl.
Me too. But you can yell though. We can both yell. Like, we can't sing, but we can yell.
You could pick
a nice projecty. Like, what part would you want? Would you want the comedic part?
I would have done the Kimora Amor part.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that felt like something I could do.
Mm-hmm.
But literally any of the other roles I would have struggled. I would have been like, which one would you have picked?
I think Pennywise. I think. There is a lot of singing there, but I love that character. That's fun. We both love horror. I think I can bring something to that.
True.
I mean, so I don't know. That would be one I would maybe pick. Y'all would have been bong, don't lie. Is that what you're laughing at? Shush.
Oh my God, the listeners are coming for both of us. And they're wrong. And
right,
y'all not wrong.
My eyes.
Y'all not wrong.
No, see, here's the thing. The comedy parts in musicals are not funny. In these musicals, they're not funny. It's like the season 6 one, right? Where it's like, we are the comedy queen.
Oh, God.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Don't pick that part.
And such an afterthought. You never pick the comedy, anything in a musical.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
If you're just joining us, we're talking Drag Race Canada Ep 2, Under the
Season
Big Top.
2. Yeah.
Yes. And no, we're talking season 1. Don't try it, little girl.
Is she coming
don't
for me?
Try it,
is
little
she
girl.
Coming for me?
So Miss Cynthia Kiss opens the musical gagging us down. Just doing some of the most beautiful singing that's ever been heard on RuPaul's Drag.
Why do you think she wasn't in the top this week?
I guess her look was pretty plain. But yeah. They You're could right. have at least given her a tiny top spot to be like, fuck my
the
whole
best singer,
baby.
I was fully convinced that I was like, this must be a pre-recorded track or this must have been altered in some way, but I don't think so. This
Is there
girl
any
had,
way it was maybe auto-tuned a little?
Maybe, but like the other queens didn't get that. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, we all know that they can tune some people and fuck some people up easy.
Absolutely. And the producers are what? Shady like that. So
yeah.
Regardless, I'm going to say that like she, if drag doesn't work out for her, like she can have a full on career on Broadway and she can mix the two. I mean, this girl is talented and woke me the fuck up to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you she has a winner vibes coming off of her, but this mm-hmm. proved it. This was like, oh, this girl's special.
I was impressed.
And the part was so
impressed.
Boring. It's
very
not funny.
Boring.
It's not like a show stealing. And, it's not. It's so boring.
And
that role.
Playing a little girl in drag is what? Bad luck. It's,
Yeek.
It's creepy.
Fence.
It's creepy. Just like Coco Montrese. It's creepy. Don't
right.
do it. It's
Don't
creepy.
Do it. Avoid at all costs.
But she
like,
made it work.
Be a child. She made it work. Yeah.
And I agree that Kendall Jenner, who they were like, you know, you're not a great singer, but you're doing a great job keeping this on the rails.
I thought she was fine. I was impressed by how she like carried the whole thing. I mean, she had a tough
good MC.
Job. She
yeah.
was an MC, and as we know from Tina Burner, that's fucking hard to do.
You even
know?
If you do good, they say.
Even if you do good,
no.
So I was very proud of Kendall Jenner. Like she really turned it out.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun ass time. Then we have our comedy queen sketch. Jesus Christ.
Oof.
This is.
I mean, is this like a love? Like, is this a season 7 level train wreck?
It really did remind me of the Comedy Queens thing with fucking April, Gia, and and Laganja. Uh-huh. I was like, there's no captain on this ship. There, some the
this
Titanic
this
is
reminded
going
me,
down.
Yeah, this reminded me of
and the violin players. Oh yeah, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. They were falling out of the choreo. Ocean Aqua Black is very charming, but
oof, honey. I think Adriana was the only one to sort of do it.
It reminded me of when you do you ever like any have any weird have you ever had like a weird cousin be like, can I show you my dance? Like a weird 8-year-old cousin who's like, I need to show you my dance. And you're like, okay. And they do it for you and all you can say is yay.
Not giving me Stewie from Mad TV vibes, because that's the tea. Because that was the tea, honey.
Oh, let me do it.
She's a fan.
She's a fan of Stewie.
She's a fan.
yeah, that was terrible. And Oof. Then we have a
it
very
worse
confusing.
Than terrible. It was so cringe.
We do have a little messy moment when we have Isis, and who plays this other part? Stephanie.
The train wrecks just keep coming.
They're playing Leather and Lace.
Right. Which are the fashion clowns, which I'm like, what? Okay, I get that. Mm-hmm. But, huh?
You know, they looked great. I think it was the talking part of it that really...
Well, it's like constant move. It's hard to do. It's not easy.
It's so
Stephanie
hard.
Was really doing it correctly. And oof, Isis, hun. Oof.
This is hard.
Yeah, I mean...
Not truffle
Brooklyn's reaction. Brooklyn's reaction to Isis doing the weakest kick is hysterical to
Very
me.
Funny. Oof. Very funny. Yeah, I mean, you have a choreo queen watching you. That's not good. It's not good. This does remind me of the girl group challenge from Canada. It just feels like they were like, we don't care if you girls have it. We're
you
rolling.
Know what? It was taking me back to Australia's Drag Race flashbacks.
Yes.
Just
okay.
Messy, Messiana, yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
The worst performance of the night, I would say, I think this one coming up is the worst performance, which is Eve 6000's performance as...
Reveliana?
Reveliana. This was tough. Because the reveals were
Everything
bad.
Everything worked.
No stage presence.
No stage presence. That turn.
Hakana! Hakana!
Happy to. So like, what is this? What?
Oh
Who
my
wrote this
god!
Fucking shit. That
guy's and she me. Is just Happy checking me. Out. And then did she, when she dropped the wig, but puts it back on to do the.
I mean, girl, we've all been there, though. We've all. Been
oh
there.
Yeah.
I know. I've been.
Oh,
there,
I've absolutely been there. Wigs been are there. Impossible.
Girl, that reveal, that weird, oh god, cringe.
That was
oof.
Tough.
Eve 6000, more like cringe 12,000.
It almost
oof.
Reminded me of like fucking it reminded me of Nina Bonina Brown doing anything. Like she hates it and she wants it to be over with. Like that was the energy I was getting. It was
Do you think Nina Bonina Brown could ever be on All Stars?
I don't know if now. I think she's done. She said too many weird things, I think.
Damn.
I would love it. You know, I believe in her talent. Hate Shame. What she says all the time. But...
He's really taking inspo from the first 30 seconds. That's it. That's it.
It was hard and undercover.
Undercover.
You all hate me.
You adore.
Let's talk it all. So let's see. Next, we have the incredible Thea giving you Pennywise. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Were you thoroughly gagged? Did she not give you exactly what we needed?
Yeah.
Especially
are you not
after
entertained?
That truly like train wreck of sequences that happened. I was like, oh, and then it's gonna crumble. But then Thea showed up and was like,
yeah.
No, I'm gonna give it to you.
And
I'm
then
give it to you.
She gave it. It was gorgeous. It was very reminiscent of the Pennywise we know, but it was also a little unique and fun and playful. It was great.
The way she moved her body, she's a good mover. She was giving me very Crystal
face,
Method.
Face. Some of the girls just didn't give face. Like
No. She reckoned. Yeah. She understood the assignment and did it to completion.
What do you think about Kimora Amor's like Bianca Del Rio?
I mean, it was fine. She was fine.
It was fine.
Was it, I wonder if anything, if it was all improvised or if it was written.
Yes. No, it had to be written. There's no way she improvised that.
I don't know. I mean, it was the same joke.
I don't know, girl. I mean, it was.
Do you know what I mean? It just
I don't
was
know.
Like, ask the Tracy's makeup. You know, and it's like the
it
same
was,
joke over and
no.
over again.
It was the opposite of Natasha Bedingfield, bitch. The rest was written. It was written, okay? She did not come up with that. Kimora is not funny.
How
well,
dare you?
When Kimora,
How dare you?
Kimora actually is funny in the Talking Heads, but she can't be funny in a challenge.
I don't think she's funny in the Talking Heads, though.
I think she's funny in a Talking
I'm telling
Heads.
You, she's Billy Porter. She's giving me Billy Porter cosplay fish.
Yeah. I really do like her. I like her. I think I like her more than her drag. I like her.
There.
Okay. Next we have, of course, Miss Geometric comes out in the sort of genderqueer himbo character.
Gagged.
Cute.
I was gagged.
He was cute.
Not thoroughly gagged, but I was gagged.
You gag. It was like when, you know, when they give you the COVID test in your throat, just like a, just a tiny gag. Have you had one of those?
Absolutely. What? Are you kidding me? Yeah.
You don't. Oh my God.
I choose to have them.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Because she has what?
No gag reflex. I have to tell you, I'm not even kidding. When I got one, I didn't gag at all. And the lady was like, oh my God.
Are you gay?
She didn't. She didn't get it. She was like, oh my God. Like every, oh my God, you didn't gag at all. And I was like, yeah.
Ooh, sorry.
Sorry. Okay, let's go ahead and chirp and burp this circus berserkus moment.
Yeah.
Love it. First of all, Brooklyn looks stunning again in her green.
Absolutely. Like living.
Norma Desmond.
Living for Brooklyn's balloon. Looks.
Her looks are good in both episodes. Big chirps. Big
she brings it to you every ball. Why are you getting so?
It's the new face. She's the new face of a generation. So Isis Couture giving you this black, red, and white circus umbrella moment. It's great. It's a chirp for me.
It's really solid.
I love
and
this
again,
runway.
A testament to Isis's modeling ability. The girl can stomp a runway like
she
nobody's
sure
business.
She
this
is
solid. The makeup is impeccable.
It's really cute. It's
Unclockable. Weird.
I love this runway theme because it is weird.
But this is my
beautiful.
Favorite. Because girl, this is my drag aesthetic. You know
you
this.
Do
this
love.
This is like my. This is what gets me off.
Yeah.
Is this circus berserkus category? I want most of these outfits.
You Barnum and Bailey slut. You are so. You love this shit.
Mm-hmm. And I am just as problematic.
Ah, fuck. It's a chirp. Next, Geometric giving you stunt woman. You know,
giving me. You know what I'm gonna say, bitch. You know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say. God
you know
it.
What I'm going to say.
Gia Good promo look.
Girl, where is the lie? Gigi Good, season 12 promo.
I said
look
Gia.
It up. It's the same fucking look. Unacceptable.
Fuck. It's a chirp.
It's a strong look, but no. Not when you're trying to copy every single aspect of her drag.
I'm gonna chirp it. I look. I still need to see more exhibits in evidence before I incriminate.
Sure. How many evidence do you need to see, bitch?
Bitch, you know there's at least three pieces in evidence. You can't be like, here's exhibit A. Bye.
She's gonna
A, B, and
girl,
C. Mama.
We're here. We're exhibit B, bitch. We're exhibit B at this point.
Well, look, until Exhibit C presents itself. And
talking about Exhibit from Pimp My Ride.
Pimps My Ride.
You
until I
bitch.
Get a fish tank in my
she's
trunk,
so
I am not.
Stupid.
I'm not sentencing her yet. Give me time.
Watch. Next week, she's going to show up in a Papa Don't Preach Madonna look, and you're going to be like, I don't see it. I don't know.
Kendall Gender giving you horse Vegas girl thing.
I loved it.
Oh, really? I didn't like this that much.
What? What's wrong with you?
The
lavender really worked well on her skin. She was selling the look. The show pony showgirl was cute. Like, I get it. And it was a circus look. It's thinking outside the box.
I don't like showgirl stuff. Yeah, but we've kind of seen this before. We've seen the horsies on the runway. We've seen the Vegas showgirl piece.
So what? You know, you know what else we've seen? Drag on the runway. So, it's good. It's good, and that's enough. And that's on period. You're just being hateful. You're just being hateful.
I hate Vegas girl head show pieces, but I'll give it a light chirp because it's fine. I don't like.
I don't know. And then you like gag over a geometric. You're so complicated.
You're
why
sick.
Do you have to be so complicated, Avril Lavigne?
Mm-mm. Tell me! Because I am, I don't know. I'm like. Queer. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like queer and I'm like discovering my identity.
You
like,
suck.
Like figuring stuff out about who I am.
You suck. Like, you're really the worst. Ugh.
It's like a lot of people like just like see a color, but I see a palette and I see like a moment and I see like a story. Eve 6000. This is in.
unsubscribe.
Eve 6000 is incredible. Stuck inside of a lion. This is
this was good. I mean, this
damn.
I was a little bit jealous. I was like, this conceptually is so brilliant.
So
that
strong.
I could not believe that Eve 6000 came up with this. Somebody must have told her or something, because
it's
I was
incredible.
Fully gagged.
The fact
this
that
saved her. This saved her from the bottom two.
Yeah, I'm here for the runways actually counting. So and the runways.
That's
oh,
a
God.
Notion. Oh girl. Your phone did not just shablam.
Ooh, it gagged. It gagged over that. Look, it's a big chirp.
It's a huge chirp. I'm so impressed. And just the fit of the padding, the way that Lion's body was so, like, I was like, this is high drag.
Right yeah. Here. Giggity.
Stunning. Stunning, stunning, stunning.
Resplendent. It's maybe my caca of the week, maybe. So
Slow
next,
down.
Ocean Aqua Black. I love this look. I really do. She's a damn tent, black and white, with the umbrella every moment.
It's cute. It's absolutely cute. I'm a little mad that she had the same face as the challenge.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
It was the same face and the same what? And the same what? Same shoes, bitch.
I liked this look, but I love the tent. Mm-mm. The tent dress is incredible. So I am going to chirp it on the scope of it.
I'm going to chirp it too, because it is a fierce look.
Mm-hmm.
But the shoes, actually, this is the only time where the shoes actually fit the dress.
Yeah.
So.
Man. Okay. Cynthia
yeah, you're
Kiss.
Right. The umbrella was a bit too much, but like, yeah, she's a big ass top. Like, that's fine.
She's a big girl. Let her out. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Cynthia Kiss. She is just kind of a tent. I get this is a burp. I mean, this is like one cool
what is
piece
this?
Of cloth. Cynthia Kiss's multicolored. It was just an A-line.
Basic. It felt like half a dress. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? I get it, but like, let's see some tights. Let's see some like panto tights. Let's see some like harlequin underneath. Like, I like the silhouette of the look, but it just felt like when the other girls are literally doing the most, this is
when the other girl's swallowed by a lion, you can't just wear a cute flouncy dress
with nice movement. But when you're not moving, it looks flat. It just looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is a burp. Sorry. She looks stunning, though, but no.
Then, Bithia. I mean, with the conjoined twin mystic eleganza.
I had to rewind. I had to keep, like, replaying that over and over again. This is
this color
truly,
palette.
Girl, this is one of the gaggiest looks in all of Drag Race.
I agree.
The prosthetic head?
That is so close to her makeup.
Exactly like her. How is that possible?
I don't know. It is everything.
This bitch came to fucking slay. I am so excited for Bithia on
this
season of Drag Race.
This
I cannot
face,
wait to see what kind of shit she pulls next.
This face that Brad Goreski makes is correct, which is...
Yep.
That's correct. And this also, these colors could have gone poorly, but it
absolutely.
Is so...
It's so polished. Every from
polished.
Tip to toe. The fringe on the dress. The finish. The hair. The makeup.
The
cigarette even.
The green.
The way she sells
purple.
It.
Gold. Caca.
Okay, now you're just saying random shit. She is incredible. Literally, honestly, I'm hard-pressed to find a better runway
in the
history
of
Drag
the
Race.
Show?
I think so.
Wow.
And that is a hill... I will die. Absolutely.
I would put it in my top five.
This was a Circus Berserkus challenge, drag clown challenge, and a makeover challenge all in one.
Yeah.
She made over that mannequin.
And I've seen... This is like in her wheelhouse of drag, which is great. But like, because I've seen her do some mystic looks and...
She is like a dark queen, right? She does a lot of spooky ooky looks, yeah?
I also am going to say it's a great way to like honor the heritage of Greek people, Roma people, who are like, you know, involved in mystic shit. And
okay, whatever. You're just reaching at this point. Gabriel from Malignant
wow,
could never.
Silencing
absolutely.
Me. You know what? Thanks for silencing me. Thank you. I can't wait to see what Adriana's...
Ornisha!
I can't wait to see what Adriana's... Colombian contribution
bring it,
is.
Bring it,
I can't
bring
wait.
Because I got shit to say about Adriana, okay?
Let's go. We have to go. I have things to do, bitch.
Girl, I've been saying, let's go.
Kimora Amor is kind of popcorn, kind of trash.
Girl, she's garbage.
She is garbage.
And that's not a read. That's a fact. Like, she literally is the garbage. She's sweeping up.
It's interesting.
Girl, what you gonna say? What you gonna say about this?
It's kind of interesting.
Don't you dare fucking chirp this look.
I'm gonna give it a light chirp.
Why are you so difficult?
It's interesting. It's different.
You just wanna make me mad.
No, I mean, look, she's sweeping up. The trash is on her body. I think there's some issues with it, but it's a chirp for me.
What I want to know is, what isn't the issue with this look?
Oh, my God.
What isn't the issue?
I mean...
Because I would love to know, actually.
It's pretty weird.
This bitch don't know.
Look, I said what I said. I said what I said.
Yeah, what you said was what? Wrong.
I'm trying to celebrate her unique idea.
We can celebrate when she, like, actually does a good look, but... This ain't it, honey. This ain't it. The makeup, what the fuck is that about?
What
was that makeup?
I don't know what that choice is.
It don't make no sense. Make it make sense, Mono, please.
I can't make it make sense.
And yet you chirp it.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah, even the phone is looking at you sideways. What?
Girl, whatever. You have been on record saying Vivacious is your favorite queen in the show's history.
And she is
what? So don't fucking talk to me about taste level right now.
You compare Kimora Amor and Vivacious wins.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. This isn't the Thunderdome of drag queens. I don't know. I'm just talking about this look.
You can't even give it a compliment and you're chirping it.
Yeah, I can. I love the fringe of the popcorn container.
Okay, now say it with a straight face, bitch. Now say what you just said with a straight face.
Can we fucking go? I can't talk about drag race all day.
I have places to go.
Can you chirp or burp it?
A look, actually.
Can you chirp or burp it? Great.
I'm burp, absolutely. Suki what doll. Do you think? I'm going to chirp
Suki doll. Suki doll. With your the busty, tired-ass show girl.
I mean,
literally,
y'all watching this on the live, y'all know she's testing me. Y'all know this is just
they're
for me to get upset.
Testing me. You think, like, Tyra Sanchez, I'm trying to test you when you're
absolutely.
Just the bitch of the season? I ain't trying to test you. You're just a
no,
cunt.
You know what? You're being Eureka right now, and I'm the vixen, and you try to test me.
Shut up.
You put a landmine of a statement so you can try to test
bitch.
Me, bitch. I'm stronger than that.
No,
and still I rise.
Go smoke your cigarette, bitch, because we're done.
And still I
fuck
rise.
Fuck you, clean
bitch.
The fuck
and
out.
And still I rise, and that's a Maya Angelou quote, M-Y-A Angelou quote, bitch.
Suki dolls, spooky, ooky, kooky, red and white circus kitchen.
Love this. Love this. Love the concept behind it. She pulled a human out of a hat. Cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's really cute. Okay, Adriana. I don't know what the
Love
fuck
this.
She is.
This is a Cirque du Soleil, but don't come for Adriana. That's a Cirque du Soleil look. She's given us.
This is one of her better looks.
It's cute. It's stunning. I mean,
it's weird.
I love it. It's different. I'm glad that she gave us Cirque du Soleil.
It's cute. I like the makeup. It's weird. I like the weird hair, like wings.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'll chirp it. And
it's very Cirque du Freak. I love it. It's cute.
Love. Then Stephanie Prince gives you bearded lady. This is incredible. This is so good. Bearded lady tits out. Long
I don't
braided
think
beard.
I can handle another stunning Stephanie Prince look. I just don't think I can.
Yeah.
Because she gave me everything I needed.
Mm-hmm.
With this look, she had the fan on and I was like, there better be a beard underneath. But the beard was so polished
gorgeous.
That I truly gagged. And I wasn't expecting the tits out. I was not expecting the tits out. Mm-mm. And she gave it to us, bitch. Don't you, and nobody ever complained a single second about Stephanie Prince because she gives it to you every motherfucking ball.
I live.
Wow.
I fucking Mm-mm. live. Mm-mm. Look, this was a great, incredible runway. Great theme.
One of the best.
Of course, Pythia rightfully wins. I'm glad they gave it to her.
Absolutely.
Because performance and look was
Yep.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, our bottom is Oceana Aqua Black and Isis Couture. Right bottom? What do you think?
Right, yeah. Eve 6000 should have been in there. And then we get this juicy delusional moment where Eve 6000 actually stands behind the choices she made. in the, like, she's like, that's the point. Yeah. It says she's supposed to be a mess. I'm like, girl, sit the fuck down.
She was caught up with the singing of it where she's like, I didn't know we didn't.
And then giving shade and giving Kendall.
Yeah.
Gender shade, which.
Just girl, jealousy and stupidity.
Girl. This is what we're not going to do.
Stupid.
Is that. Just come at her with some heat.
No, it's dumb.
It's dumb. But do you think Ocean and Isis should have been in the bottom two?
I guess Ocean, I was okay. I didn't want her to be in the bottom.
Yeah.
But
she fucked up so bad though.
She fucked up. She fucked up
real bad.
I don't know if Isis was honestly in the bottom, but I think they were clearly ready to let go of Ocean. And they wanted to just see Isis do a good job.
Yeah. But here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
That lip sync by Girlicious?
I don't know what the fuck.
Have you ever heard of this group before? Oh God. I want you to choke on it. I want you to fucking choke on it. Good. You know what? Good.
I mean, it was fun.
They turned it. Ocean turned it the fuck out.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that from her. The bitch woke up. She said, me what?
She's a great performer. The stomping was good. It was fun.
It was cute. The thing is, Ocean like lost steam at the end of it. I was like, oh, the girl is winded. Sis is winded. Yeah. I get it. I've been there literally every time.
I love that Canada shows the whole song.
Like, the whole song.
We love that. I need more of that in the other seasons because let me see the damn lip sync.
I unfortunately didn't know this song in everyone's
wow.
I mean, it's a cute song. It's a cute song. I wish I mean, Girlicious, the audacity to name girl group Girlicious.
I might be gay,
hysterical,
but you gay. Then for unfortunately send Ocean home. I'm sad.
I know. I'm so sad. But she was
incredible talent.
I do think that her legacy on Drag Race is short lived, but it was a positive one, I think. Mm. And like the girls loved her.
You can't not love her. She's charming, hilarious. I want to see her. I would love to see her back in some capacity.
Yeah.
She's incredible. I mean,
we love her. We stan her. But Isis should not have gone home. That would have been a trick. Could you imagine?
That was the trick. They send someone we absolutely know is not going home in the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fine.
Because, you know, if Ocean and Eve 6000 were in the.
God damn it. Betsy? Betsy, stop it.
She has joined the chat officially.
Betsy is
but if they were in the bottom two,
say Poopy.
Poopy Poisson, the Queen of Queens.
Who
Ocean
is on the
sent
season.
Eve's ass season. Home. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. Well, look, that was the second episode. If you guys like this shit, guess what? Throw coins at us because we can't do this without a little bit of coinage thrown our way. So send me some coins at MonoGapian on the Venmo or the PayPal. And for Oscar, it's at Ozymo.
Ozymo on Venmo. And also follow me on Instagram too. You know, if you think I'm funny and, you know, just follow. Give me a follow, bitch.
This will on the pod feed eventually. If you're listening there, please throw us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It helps keep the pod free. It keeps the gals happy. And keep interacting with us here at Drag Her Podcast on IG.
Quick question before we go.
Yeah.
Who's going to win? Who's the front runner? Who's going to take this home?
But
just first impression.
I'm biased. I want Thea to win, but I'm biased because we have the cute hot girl cult. And then we have, you know, a lovely mixture of other personalities like Suki and Isis.
People are saying Kendall. Okay.
But Bethia is giving me this crystal method Jinx Monsoon edit of like, yes, I am talented, but I'm doing it on my own. That excites me.
On my own terms. Absolutely. Yeah. She's my favorite to win this season. I'm very excited to see more of her drag. I'm afraid that she's going to get like the art queen edit of give us some glamour and then going home. Like I'm scared for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Diaper Butt, Eve 6000, really girl? Is that what we doing? No.
She continues to joke about that no matter how much I ask her not to.
I do think I would love to see Stephanie Prince be in the finals.
Love her.
I think she's got what it takes to go all the way. I also, weirdly, and this is, I think Cynthia Kiss has something to offer.
Who is so not your usual cup of tea.
Actually, not. I cringe queens like that. But I do think she's got talent, actually. You know,
she's talented.
She's not just a pretty face, but I think she's got something.
I think Geometric's talented. I think Kendall's talented. I think
Kendall,
talented.
Too, yeah.
I can't hate.
Yeah, there's some good crop of queens this season. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah, work. Me too.
Well, we're going to go now. Till next time. Bye, bitches! I hate you, Oscar.
I hate you too much.
That was a HeadGum Original.